no own money in your own pocket.
A catch-up plan for the foundation phase of schools, grades 1 to 3, as well as grade 10 learners affected by the non-delivery of textbooks, is expected to be implemented at schools soon. The Basic Education Minister, Angie Motshekga, has held a meeting with school principals in Polokwane. The minister says her department is negotiating with National Treasury to make funds available for those teachers who give extra classes as part of the catch-up process.
Catch-up plan we are, because the province doesn't have money. We are negotiating with Treasury to give us money. I think the administrator has identified some resources that will be used for the catch-up plan.
The Equality Court has fined a Gauteng functions venue and ordered it to allow homosexuals on its premises after it refused to let a lesbian couple celebrate their wedding there. According to the University of Pretoria's Human Rights Centre, the couple complained that they weren't allowed to publicly celebrate their civil union at the functions venue on Gauteng's East Rand last year. The court ordered the venue to pay 20,000 rand to OUT, an NGO that provides health services to gays and lesbians. The US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who is in Senegal, has urged Africa to recommit to democracy. She's touring Africa to strengthen trade and political ties. Clinton has praised her hosts in Senegal for overcoming tensions to hold democratic elections in March. She made the comments during a speech at a university in Dakar. She says the old ways of governing in Africa can no longer work on a continent boasting healthy economic growth and increasingly empowered citizens. Clinton is to visit South Africa next week. A look at the top story now at 6 o'clock. Three people have been killed at Aquarius Mine outside Rustenburg in the northwest during clashes between striking mine workers and security personnel. SAFM News.